Good morning, Hank fans and family. The happiest of Thursdays to all who celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Okay.
He's feeling better today.
A little quicker on the upbeat.
All right.
On Thursday.
There's Mark to help us out.
He's ready to party.
Welcome to this one. Let's take a close look. We're almost done with January. 29th day of the first month of 2026. Kind of over January at this point. Overstate its welcome. Nonetheless, 336 days left of the year. 4 days until Groundhog Day. That will fall on Monday.
Oh. So it's going to feel like Monday over and over and over again?
It's not good that it's on a Monday.
Aloha.
It's like January part two.
16 days until Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Everybody.
You're so in love.
And 19 days until we're Mardi Grawing today, otherwise known as National Puzzle Day.
Those will come in handy.
Yeah, that was probably a big player during these lockdown ice storm days.
Did you play chess with your blushing bride?
No, we didn't play chess because just coming off the goat milking, I didn't want to press my luck. Anything.
And we can't all get blue ribbons and the important things.
No, we can't. But some do.
Heather Lee.
I'm here to help.
It's National Carnation Day.
Oh, they do smell pretty, don't they? Underrated.
When you aren't quite committed enough to give roses, there's always the carnation. That's what it's there for.
Did you grow up with carnation restaurants?
No. No.
They're good. Lots of ice cream.
National Corn Chip Day.
Okay. Kind of needs to be dolled up.
Yeah, it needs a dip of some sort or nacho activity. And it's Curmudgeon's Day. That's why I said Curmudgeon's Day.
What's that?
All right.
Thank you, Herschel.
And fitting right in, it was on this date in 1845 that Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was published.
Ooh.
It was shocking at the time. I think we have some of the reading of that from the stock show.
The spirits in the legendary Will Rogers Coliseum are calling you.
I think that's how it starts. Thank you, Matt Brogman. It's on command performance. He's going to stop calling us is what he's going to do. On this date in 1900, baseball news, the American League was organized. 8 founding teams, and then in 1936, the Baseball Hall of Fame was created.
Bill Belichick did not make it into that either.
Did not.
Dang it.
Next year, Bill. Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson, and the great Babe Ruth. Likewise, the first inductees into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were announced on this date in 1963. Neither Hall of Fame. Jim Thorpe, Red Grange, and George Halas in that one. On this date in 59, Walt Disney's Sleeping Beauty was released.
Aloha!
2002 is when W first labeled Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as the Axis of Evil.
Dang, Skippy. You're either with us or against us.
No, that was yesterday.
No.
He has the time slot.
They sound very perky about the Axis of Evil.
Well, you know. On this date in 2015, don't laugh at this, that's when the Malaysian Airlines flight basically disappeared. We still don't know what happened with that thing, but they ruled it an accident on this date in 2015. On this date, fun little note, 2018, the world's tallest man, he was 8'3", met the world's shortest woman. She was 2 feet tall. They did this in front of the pyramids in Egypt because, of course, no word if there was a love connection.
Oh.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Thanks, Chuck.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
On this date in 2020, the Trump administration establishes the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
MAGA.
And I missed this yesterday, but it's worth noting. So it's 30 years ago yesterday. Your Dallas Cowboys won Super Bowl 30.
Wow.
Since, it has been 10,959 days.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
Yeah.
We're doing it. This is our year.
The year's over.
Okay,
the year's over.
Soon.
Bill Belichick has a greater chance. Happy birthdays to American Idler. Adam Lambert is 44 today. From the show. I never watched this, but I had tons that did around me.
This Is Us.
Played Kevin on it.
Oh, yeah. Love
Justin people. Hartley, mm-hmm. 49. Actress Sarah Gilbert is 51. She's
Roseanne.
Had a couple of weeks. Is that the Gilbert?
Yeah. That's...
Is that the, what's the one from The Little House on the Prairie? Melissa Gilbert.
Melissa Gilbert.
Aha. Yeah. We'll be back in
that's
two
a
and two.
Totally
we'll see if
different
a love connection.
Scenario of what's okay. going on over there
yeah,
right now.
She's
it's
having
a little
tough
disturbing.
Day. Heather Graham is 56. The Big O, 72 today. Happy birthday, Oprah. We outlasted her show.
Oh, look at that.
And then Tom Selleck and his mustache is 81 today. It is a Will It Float Thursday.
Will it float?
And it's a big prize, and it's a bit of a public service. We'll tell you what goes in next.
Waking up the Westoplex.